Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long.
Wonderful, wonderful, and great and good is the day that we are privileged to be in. And all I want to do is to develop into the kind of person that I think I can be. No. And that's what I am striving to be. It's like you look at a tree that grows from, you know, came up like from the seed and begin to grow. And, you know, within 2 or 3 years, it's become a tree. And basically, this is what wait a second. You mean okay. Yes, and so life is a very, very critical thing to get the right knowledge of our lives and our life itself entails. because it is very, it's a big knowledge to understand the human makeup. And for us to be such finished product, continue to manifest the great working of the Creator, that of all the creatures on the earth, the civilized human being is the one that is next to the gods in civilized knowledge. Really only behind the gods. And why it is a serious problem for sodomite, ape-like, hominid, to be ruling the world through whatever means they are using. Because they did not create anything civilized at all. If you think Europeans were the first prominent culture, sodomite, homosexual, you are really lost, because you're not aware of any source of knowledge that leads you to that. So it's the civilized functioning world has nothing to do with European white people. And if you really want to know the fact of what the history says, then you know what? You do something else with yourself. But don't fool around the history, because there's nothing else for us to learn from but the real history. The reason why people all over the world are going about life like it really comes from white people, it is because their brain is so damaged by these white people who found a way to take control by lowering our senses. So once we were affected by what they did, we remain old dogs. You hear that? We remain old dogs, because what I read about these people, and back in time before 100,000 years ago, I see all the space, the opportunities. Time these white people evolve, and where they were and where they are after that, and how they scatter all over the world today and claim that they are controlling everything. Look, when you see a dog talking, when you see a ape monkey talking, what do you think? What do you think about? When to you the day is the night, and when the night comes, you call it the day, then you know what is happening there. You should know what's happening. Yes, is that we were the people. We still are the people, because it's a matter of getting on the wrong side of things. It doesn't change your destiny. Yes, destiny. You're not going to change your destiny, but you can change your fate. F-A-T-E. Right? Am I getting it wrong? Let me tell you it. Right. I don't want to get it wrong. All right. Destiny. Versus F-A-T-E. Which one is superior to the other? Destiny, sometimes referred to as fate, is a predestined, is a predetermined course of events. It may be convinced as a predetermined future. Future, whether in general or of an individual. Fate and destiny are both words dealing with predetermined or destined future. Yeah, but I want the difference between them. That is why they are so easily mixed up. All right. Yeah. There's a reason why they are easily mixed up, because we are not really in a human era where words are treated with that premium quality understanding about them. So therefore, it is easy, just like you say, religion and church. There is serious difference and no foundational reason to mix them up, but they are mixed up so much that I born and raised up with them mixed up. And is until I am reading lately, I know the distinct difference between religion and church. Christianity, you don't mix up, you mix up church and Christianity, because that you can mix up and work with whatever distinction needs to make whenever you need to make it. But you can interchange church, Christianity, you know, or even talk about gospel and things like that, because that is not either here or there. You can use gospel just about to anything. But it is significant interest to know the difference of church and religion. Because church is definitely not religion. All right. So we come back now to fate and destiny. So now they have cited now that there is a difference, right? Say the fact of the difference first, beside telling how well they can be used you know, for each other. You should have said that afterwards. Tell us what it is first, then tell us what, why it is not to be afterward. That's how I see it. If you want to really get something settled in a person's mind, you don't lick them with the confusion first. Hit them with the distinct identification first and let that settle in. All right? So it goes on now to say, however, while fate is concrete and determined by the cosmos, destiny depends on your choices in life. Right. Right. So it is fate that is, you can't slip your fate, because your fate is not based upon your choices. You know? But destiny is based upon your choices. That's the difference. All right? So, don't call church religion, because church is not religion. And you may wonder why it is important. Because it aids and abets the uncivilized world that you see white people are running here. Church is what they are. That's what they are operating by. Church, Christianity, you know, that's their meal. Okay? So remember that religion and church is two different things, and you're not to mix them up. All right. So let's get back to the featured text as I see it here. You know what? I have to tell you this first. My name is Timothy Aldred. Come from Jamaica, born and grow in Jamaica. Migrate to America. In the early 1970s. All right, so you know that I talk about the transatlantic slave trade and the selling of us by Africa to this different species, the primate species, the hominids, okay? And what I grew up and find out that our era, our time that we are living in is a sodomite time, a Christmas and Easter. That is uncivilized. If it were for them, we would not be alive in the world today. We would not come about. We wouldn't have a date of birth. They want to make these fictional elements, the white people, and we get here by them creating fallacy notions that don't identify with is civilized. No. White people are not civilized. Call white people church. That's what you ought to do. Call them church, and you will see where they do. If you begin to call them church, you see, all you see white people are doing, they are pretending like they are better than Africa. They know it's not true. They do. So I was born and become aware of Christmas and Easter. There is just no way you are you born and raised up in an environment, Christmas and Easter and crucifixion and all, resurrection and all them kind of things. Those are corrosive ideas. Adam and Eve in a Bible is corrosive, because they're not telling you exactly what this story is about. They're changing it. The amount of things that I have read that these sodomites change from what it is to something else. As long as I have been in church and has been, you know, transformed by what I learned in the church. There was nothing else. When I started reading now and go into the world history textbook, I didn't need any more. This was a full plate of what is to let a person know. All that you feel about the church, it diminishes, it evaporates after you read the history of the world, because the history is a record of the past. The Bible is not a record of the past. It's the white people that make up the story. And over time, you know, I talk about the interbreeding of 100,000 years ago. Of course, it is hard for people to digest. All you know is that you see white people cover all around you, and wherever you read about where the African people settled into the outside of Africa, you just accept it and accept them like it's okay, they're human beings, but they're not. I read the World History textbook. White people are not civilized people. And the interbreeding is what they did with our ancestors a long time ago. And that makes the fat woman sing. Okay? No, we don't know the difference of anything. You see, that it doesn't matter how educated you are. If anybody begins to talk to you about BCE era and what happened back there, you don't want to hear it, because you don't have a mind that is ready to identify things that are for real. But talk to you about the church and Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. That's what you want to hear, because that has been chiseled into your brain. Maybe before you were born, you were getting the vibes in your mother's womb about Jesus and everything. All right. The reason why I'm telling you all of this is what I have found out about not just me, but we African people that come from what is called the indigenous, or, you know, in the we are the native people, Africa. And the alliance of the gods to us and Africa is different from the relationship that the white hominid had when they developed in Africa, southern Africa. Because their existence is not a civilized existence. White people existence is not civilized existence like the hybrid people that the gods created. They don't want it to be known, the white people don't want it to be known that it is for real that the gods came to earth and everything that we see around us, that no man did not provide or furnish. It is the gods that do it. These white people will look until they say, no, that's not the way it goes. The white people are. You see what I mean? So I can tell you right now that I've been sick. Let's say I retire about some 6 years or so ago. And, you know, been through some ailments, right? I have been affected by dehydration from I was young, growing up in Jamaica. As you know, that's a sunny, sunny place there, like you would see Florida is. It's just that I think it's more consistent. The heat of the sun is consistent. Only like when it comes December time, I remember it gets a little cool in December, you know, but that is our Christmas season, right? Yeah. So what I'm saying to you here is this. I began to read about prehistory and history and got away from the Bible. My character and personality changed because I am very, what you call it? Is it this word, the word I want to use? I'll tell you if it is. Let's see if I have it right. I-N-D-I-G-I-E-N-T, indig. Indigent. No, it's not indigent I want. Indignant. It's not the one. Indignant. Oh, okay. Indignant. Okay, some common synonym of indignation. Okay, all right. So I really wanted indignant. Yes, indignation. Yeah, so now I get it. Indignant. Yeah. Yeah, I am indignant. You know what I mean? I am indignant. I am indignant about the church that I was brought up into. Now, you're looking at these white people and it is a shame, it is a disgrace that we don't know who they are. They are our supplanter. And in case nobody understands that, so this is a supplant. All right, let's see. Subplant. All right. Supplant. S-U-P-P-L-A-N-T. Supplant. All right. Supersede and replace. So L-A-N-T, supplant. White people are supplant of the African. The version of white people that you see here today. Call them supplant. Right? White people are supplant. You see what I mean? And, you know, there are so many people who are not going to want to you know, like, pay attention to what I'm saying. But I'm talking from history. I'm not talking from Bible now. You know, when I'm talking from Bible, you know, I talk about things that are clearly fantasy and where they extract from history and make it into sodomite stuff. They have longed to change the world to be 100% sodomy, the white people. So anybody that thinks that, oh, I talk about this so often, what do I want with homosexuality? Get them out of here. And then you won't hear me talking about the problem because they are supplanters. They make us who they are. See, they're wearing clothes, right? Because they want themselves to look like us, to sound like us. And it's their doing. It's not the doing of nature. It's their doing. So if you think that white people are the owner of America, prove it to me in the World Literature Textbook. Prove it to me. You think that their, what they call, constitution is the thing that may give them authority here? No. You have to talk about what pre-existed before they come in and talk about politics and democracy. What was here before that? That's what you have to talk about. So if you're looking at what exists now, you are really in the dark. Really. In the dark. And because you're living off what they are supplying, it make it worse. You're living off what they supply. And you don't know. You're looking at supplanters. They're my supplanter. We were here. If you read that history, you will know that the hybrid ancestors were here in the millions before these sodomite hominid came about, man. They spent a whole bunch of years trying to get themselves talk like us and look like us. You see, and they are just begging for us to stay idiots. That's what white people are doing. I mean, all the churches around, all the churches, and they have been here so long because that interbreeding stuff, I mean, like, modify our cerebrum and cerebellum. They modify us over the years gone by. Yeah, once we began to leave Africa 100,000 years ago, that is where the whole thing takes place. And we don't have no knowledge of religion, polytheism, way of life. We don't know what entails our hybridization. We don't know because these idiot fucking ass white people, they are bringing something else. Because that's the power of supplant. You see, they're going to make us like them, and they become like a horse. It will never be complete, but they'll get what they want out of it. When these people look at making war, that just kill people because of what? They didn't supply nothing on earth for nobody until they begin to steal it and then make it theirs, until they teach us all of these false lies about Adam and Eve in a garden and about a spirit God, and that's all we know today. How are you going to get this out of your head when they already just, you know, I mean, sedate us with this nonsense? You see, to where now you will speak for them and will rebuke your own people when they give against these supplanters, because you don't know. You're not encouraged to read and find out nothing. You are encouraged to go to church and sing these songs about Jesus, and Jesus never really exists, and you don't get to read well enough to know that no prophecy fulfilled. And these people are talking about prophecy, and you're talking about the prophecy say. And no prophet now say nothing. These faggots know how to do it. They know how to do it. Well, look, telling you this. My physical ailment is not caused by any craziness at all. When you're crazy, are your brain not functioning right and beyond your control? And just like you're driving and you fell asleep and the car run off into the woods. When you look at the African people today and their ailments, their illness, their common illness, do you know since when these white sodomite people been affecting your health as a person who sold and shipped, or which any other way you come under slavery and slavery post-slavery? Do you know how and what these white people have done to affect your health and your welfare? Do you know? First of all, they're working on making you nothing psychologically. You see, because you go into the world, it's your textbook. White people are not so close to African people. Not even close. In the world, it's a textbook. And by the time we have lost our senses and they gradually move in and begin to take control, they use violence to enhance whatever else they need, because they determine that they're going to work their tricks and they are going to pretend to be the right thing. They supplant a power. Now, you get ready to tell me why hate like hominid, as you read in the World History textbook, how did they come to talk? How did they come to look like real human beings? Do you know? If the history tell you that's what they were and they could only make some tools, I mean, why you want to skip over the fact that? But that's not the way they look today. You know, and you don't expect that they would have just lost their natural biological form and structure. You don't think that, do you? But you ready to believe in them no matter what they look like by faith. And as a matter of fact, I can pull you an example. Reasoning. The African people who are Christians, what do they give for Jesus being represented by a European character on the cross that they show? Jesus is crucified with thorns on his head. What is the reason why they accept a European character for the Jesus that they claim they believe in? Why? They're oblivious to what happened in Palestine. Who protagonists? Who the protagonists are in the story? In what they call the so-called Israel. If you don't know who were involved, well, why are you believing the story where you don't know what is really going on there? Somebody would look at me and say, I'm crazy because of what I'm saying, which is the World History textbook that I really never read. And it is clear, you know, that the African people don't bother to read World History textbook. I read the Bible because the Bible has everything in there that tell you about, you know, the creation in Genesis. See there? That's where everything go wrong. Everything went wrong right there. Because there is nothing in Genesis that is telling us about our creation. History, Sumerian history. Sumerian history tells us exactly where we come from and who we are. But the white people, after the interbreeding come on and they're talking and carrying on now, yeah. They used to make stone tools. They don't need stone tools no more because they now learn to use the iron and stuff like that we came in, you know, in the Neolithic age, you know, the 4000 BC to 3001 and 1200 BC. You see what I mean? We don't know what transpired yet still. People would look at me and say that I am crazy. I am talking about the species of the African people. How many of our people don't know that they are hybrid? Because we've been taught about Jesus Christ from we in the womb in Jamaica or wherever else. Okay? People cannot associate themselves with the fact of historic existence. They just cannot adjust to that because of the way they were grown up. Okay? So, I started to tell you that a lot of people think that I am crazy and they don't want to face me at all. So, I'm saying, when you think somebody is crazy, What is your concern with that person? You know, customarily, when I was in Jamaica, and there are a few people in my district, it is said that they smoke, and, you know, some of them, we think that they are crazy. They are out of their mind, right? Out of their mind. However, as a youngster, I didn't have any ability to like pose my thinking about them. You know, that's quite a way different from what I am today, because I have read and understand pretty much about the human world, first human, second human, uncivilized human being, uncivilized human, and the civilized human. So it's quite a long way from there to where we are here. And what I find is this. It is the Christian concept that controls the people who look at me like I am crazy. And they are very they are not somebody who they consider, it's like I am an adversary because they think that I am crazy. And as far as I can see, I don't get that they are onto anything that I have been doing socially that makes me crazy. Because I have been driving and, you know, actually, I am suffering from dehydration, and it affects my system at large. A lot of things have been happening to me from a youngster. Used to go a lot in the sun, in the real hot sun, just about every day, almost every day. And I don't necessarily wear anything on my head to like keep sun off. You know, I carry a lot of loads on my head and stuff like that. So the dehydration really bothers me. And it takes a toll the older I get. No, so out there, a word of warning to folks. Teach your children to drink water, you know, the adequate amount so that their system don't go dry below the level ply. Hydration to the body. They do. And another thing is, try to encourage your children to take a legal course. You see, take a legal course because it is going to help them to battle problems in their life. If you have legal knowledge, you are ahead of a lot of problems that could happen to you. So the dehydration, drink water. I was never told that. And there was not much water available anyway, but if I were told to drink water, I would have made more effort to drink water. You see what I mean? All right. So now I am talking about mostly family of mine. Don't bother paying me no attention because they think I am crazy. And one of my family members told me that, this is a brother, that he thinks I have autism. That's what one of my brothers told me. He lives in England. He told me that he thinks I have autism. So I have someone that encouraged me to and have a good check out with some, you know, neurological doctor and stuff. And I do that. I do that without any hesitation. Because if something is wrong with me, I would like to know what it is and treat what it is, right? If it that's the case. All right. Now, I don't see anyone step toward me and, as it were, sympathetic that, you know, they think that I'm crazy, right? They should be able to come to me and say, you know, how are you feeling and stuff like that? And, you know, are you, you know, taking care of yourself and things like that? I know you're none of that. Now, in my family, like I said, I have said it before. I migrated to the United States. And since I came here, at least three of my siblings came to America because of my influence to make it possible that they're here. They have children, like lots of children. And I thought to myself, if they thought, you know, with the help they got from me and support, I thought they would be more sympathetic. As a matter of fact, I give some of them books to read. And they don't read it. They don't read it. I wrote a book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner, and write about my church life, how I grew up in the church, and now that I am adult now, I'm reading history and what I'm seeing in history. And I'm relating all of this and show that the Bible, Matthew, the book of Genesis and Matthew, Old and New Testament, those are two books in the Bible that I actually go through many of those chapters from 1 up to like maybe chapter 20. Yeah. And because once you cover all that preliminary part of those chapters, you don't need to go on way down to the last chapter at all, because a lot of things are like basically the rest follow what comes first, right? So I don't need to write all of those chapters. But I evaluate our, you know, do a critique of the things them that I consider from a historical point of view, those things are not material for civilized people. And it is in the book, Bamboos Will Be Seized by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. You know what? There are quite a few people who bought the book. And they are glad for my experience and relating to history. You know, I'm talking from a balanced knowledge of what is in under the BC era then. And you talk about before Christ and what happened in the time of Christ. That, look, the Bible is garbage for real. The Bible is garbage, but as long as you believe it, like maybe between, you know, from you're in the womb, you're being taught those things. It's hard to shake those beliefs outside of you. In my case, I was not deep down in lunacy. I have a brain that I listen to reason. I have a brain that listens to reason, and I can see if I'm wrong by reason. So to bring my life up to a civilized standard, or for anybody to think civilized, you would have to have a mind that is full of central logical reasoning. You have got to know when you are at a point where you can see that your thinking and your behavior is not according to the civilized knowledge. If you can't see that you are in the wrong of something, following the best kind of reasoning, you know, you're not just like want to decide stuff the way you feel. You want to follow words. You want to follow the substance, the context, and which, you know, will reveal both sides. The truth will be revealed to both sides. Now, if you're on the side that it's wrong, you need to have a brain that show you that it's wrong, just like the other person see. And if the other person is seeing something different, you should be able to tell them, all right, the word said this, and it said that right as well, and it go down as well, it said this again. You know, and you find something to put together. If you find something in words to put together where nobody cannot refute, there you go. There you go. So a lot of people want to talk what they feel like. You can't. That's not the way to live your life. You go to school, and you go to school, and you learn to read. And you will write what you read accordingly. Right, so I am saying to you now, if I think you're crazy, I know I must, you know, pass you with my guard. I have to keep my guards up because you're crazy. Now, I must be knowing that, you know, you're attempting to harm people and all that because you're crazy. Well, it's not everybody are affected with attacking people. Some people are off their sobriety, and they will not attack anybody. But you have others that may attack. No, I don't have anybody in my family who have reason to think that I am violent. And you can also make it clear that when you are sober, you are living under a state of mind where your true character is on display, the way you are naturally, right? But I have seen cases where somebody go off who were very nice and they become violent. Yeah, somebody who had a very good, nice character, but they have lost it and they turn to something else. In my case, I don't have any instance where I try to, you know, be aggressive to someone physically. No. So if somebody thinks that I'm crazy, do they see, let's say, visible sign I'm crazy? Or I'm saying something that beyond their reach of reason? No, there's a difference between somebody somebody who has a physical problem, or covers mental problem, and they are violent. You're violent? Well, you know, if you are a family and you have interest in your family, well, I can understand if you're dealing with somebody who is stuck staring mad and may hurt you, that you stay away from them. But I don't have none of that. And people think I am crazy. Nobody don't do good for them. I do good for them. They know that. Now, why would people leave you to perish and they think that something is wrong with you and they don't try, knowing that the times when I do good for them, they'd have to agree that I probably were not insane when I did serious good for them. Imagine that. But they, to be the Christian that I know about, Christianity works like that. And they are still lucky to be alive and be Christian, because when you read about Christianity and the people who were early Christians from Europe, these are the robbers and criminals that kills. Now, the people who think that I, who now bash the Bible, bash the church that I grew up in, they would say, you know, you are not a true believer. What is a true believer? They don't even know what the word believe really mean. They don't know the real meaning of believe. So these folks are, you know, are looking at America where they are in. Do you think they consider about what these white people have done in America? And leave them alone. And they don't have anything to say about them. I am reading history. I have something to say about these white people because they don't, first of all, they don't belong among African people. They are a different species. And they have hurt us. Now, we making vacancy for them, you know, and, well, of course, we don't have to do that now because they make vacancy for themselves now. That is very evident, you know. So we turn worthless, and we don't know why we turn worthless. And these people would look at me who are reading and finding knowledge about our existence. And they don't business with that. They look at me and call me, think that I'm crazy. I mean, and it is, you know, they don't tell me to my face. I mean, but people tell me. Because now I am aware that people don't want to deal with the things I'm saying. They can't face me and ask me. People don't call in and try to talk, except a few people. Now, well... Well, I go to these doctors, and what my brother suspect me to have is autism. And of all the things that are wrong with me, there is no autism. But I want to tell you something. Autism is something that African people should reject because it's a sodomite man talking about he's a doctor. He's a sodomite. So that's how much our people are under the cloud of civilization, of darkness. You see, while they think everything is all right, these white people have long ago decided that they, what they're going to do to us And that's what they're doing to us right now. Now, I am saying the history give us the right to run them out. It's not to allow them to come in and talk about the right constitution and all that. And they don't have civilized country. They don't have no civilized country. They're calling their occupation of a civilization. Now, if I'm crazy, I shouldn't be able to see these kind of stuff that if you want to have a chat, come chat with me. You know, because I'm telling you, the difference between BCE and AD Anno Domini, it is as deep as the skies from the earth. You see that? You think about that. So I'm saying to you, for the people who think that I'm crazy, if you're out there and you're listening to me and you think that I'm crazy, but I'm here almost every day, right? And I always say, look, call me. I say, call me. Call me 347-850-1358. Yeah, I tell you, I observe myself. I think I have like some academic low points. You know, and whereas I am not able to function well on some academic things because I never had early academic teaching, fourth grade level. And the situation in Jamaica for education, some people will learn, yeah. But some people will need help and fall in the cracks. They don't get no help. I don't know. I don't have anything to write. Because look, if somebody is crazy, you don't need to guess. And you don't need to like go on with no antics. If the person is having cognitive problem and they can't really stand up to reason. No, there is no way I should be asking somebody who is perfectly sane and sober. I shouldn't be able to ask them formidable questions that is pertaining to civilization and they can't answer me. I mean, right up front, if you can't tell me the difference between the era, the BC era, under the BC era, opposed to AD Anno Domini, this Jesus that never exists, but these sodomites make it exist, and they get African people who turn idiots to believe it. They get us to believe it. And I'm pointing out the reason why it happened. 100,000 years ago, these people fuck us with their bad blood. And from then, from Africa to the Western world, everybody have the monkey blood and don't have no use. The gods gave us civilization, hybrid civilization. And we have a government that they brought and set up here, because the history will tell you that they set up the government here because they have mass amount of people that came here from Nigeria and work. And some go and others come.
That is what the history shows. To make these white people come in and talk about their ruling us is a dogged shame. Really. The church that they put up is to make it their faggot country or the planet. They want to make the entire planet a fucking honest kind of thing. You know, see it? And that they are doing, and they make us sympathetic to them because our brain is gone down so low. Audible ain't working. And we are content and satisfied to be under these uncivilized hominid monkeys, their operation and what they began to do over time, little by little. This is what they have done, and here we are. And, you know, if you are talking about homosexuality, you don't understand where we are coming from. You see, because they now has forged and exploit us because we don't know no better anymore. You see, but the first 100,000 years, you don't hear none of this nonsense. But after 100,000 years ago, yeah, we don't worth anything. We don't worth anything. We into church. And Dr. Martin Luther King was a reverend. I mean, everybody today, not unless you are exempt, you go to African university or something like that. But even if today you go to African university, since they are not so common, these white people pollute the very language that we speak. So when you go there, now you see they talk about Romans numeral. Who was Romans? It wasn't white people in Europe where they overthrew the king. You see, they take over the name. They take over the name Romans. Now, I want them right now, you know, to pay for it. They're going to pay for what they did to overthrow that first king. You see, not unless, you know, I don't get the opportunity to. But as long as the opportunity presents itself, they are going to pay for that. Because the situation of the world today is caused by that. And what they do to Africa, they twist up those people's brains so that they don't have ambition to know we are representative of the Elohim government on earth. They gone back up there and tell us to carry on and control even the from the sea to land, control everything. And they give it over to these white folk, crossbreed sodomites, hominid, right? That's what they have done. I don't have anything else to say but the truth. And I'm alone. I mean, somebody... I am alone. I have a brother with a PhD. He won't talk to me. Does he think I'm crazy? Oh, gosh, Lord. You know? And then this other brother will say, I have autism. He doesn't better talk to me anymore either. Because offending the civilized world. And I'm saying, what do you want to think about what they call United States? United States is a faggot run rule. I mean, place. Okay? That's what it is. And they don't belong here. And if nobody else is going to say it, I'm going to say it and present the evidence. And nobody is asking me about that because, I mean, on the prima facie, you know, this is a prima, from, what do you call it? It is a, is a, is a, is when something is clearly expressed on the face, prima facie, I think it's called, a prima facie case, you can see the truth on the face of it. That what I'm talking about is history that is civilized. And if you are Christian, you're not civilized, even though you're African. Okay? Because, look, these white people make sure we don't know nothing. And I'm trying to tell you. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And let's see here. I always been wanting people to talk to me, and nobody has come in here and go away with, you know, not close at all, in no kind of way, to make me out to be somebody who don't have any sense. It has happened, and I'm in here like about 5 or so years going now. Nobody has done that. When you wish upon a star. Let's hear Chet Atkins. Now, I hope you enjoy the tune. Listen, I am as serious as this. If you see a car running, coming
and you want to cross the road, right? What do you do? Do you just cross the road? Or you would calculate the speed, approximate the speed that this car is coming with, right? You would judge the speed, right? To see if you could make it across the road safely. That's what you would do. Because you don't want to kill yourself. That's not what you're doing. It's not a suicide thing, right? So you will limit the speed. And, you know, you just decide to say, you know what? Let the car pass. That's what you do. Because safety is in your thinking. Because if you think wrong and try to get across when that stuff is going to hit you, then, you know, you have been given that what we call a God-given brain to make you know that, no, you don't want to do that because you can sense the speed it's coming at and know what kind of speed you will have to use to get over the, you know, go before the car comes. All right. Now, if I'm thinking like that, somebody think that I am crazy. Well, it's basically they have a problem then, right? They have a problem. Because if somebody doesn't really show no physical sign of insanity, and it is something that they are saying that make you say they are crazy, then they should be able to speak up what you say that make you crazy, that your brain is not functioning right. I want somebody to do that for me. But don't be talking about somebody's crazy and you are running or breaking your neck, running away from them when they're not chasing you. They're not chasing you. But you're calling them crazy. That is something when you want to demean someone. That's what you do. You have a serious problem. You don't demean people by calling them crazy. You have no evidence for. You know what I mean? Now, people can do things because they have an ailment, whether it's mental or otherwise. People can have problems. But if you're going to say somebody is crazy, you shouldn't have any problem to identify that. And you don't go talk behind somebody's back. Something like that. I can tell you that I work on a job a few years ago, a number of years, and there was a lady that works in the same group like I do, and some of these people find out that this lady has an odor. Okay? They talk about the odor that this woman is giving off. But nobody was willing to tell her, to myself, well, you know what? I'll have to tell this person what people are saying. Because I would like somebody to tell me if something was wrong with me as well. You see? And if I don't know that something is going on, I'm going to pay attention to it. No, but what happened when, you know, you just allow a person to go on and could have avoided if somebody just take this person aside and tell the person what you know. You're not committing a crime to do that. And hopefully this person will appreciate. So, my friends, we are in a world where something gone wrong. And this church thing that we have, like, is a God-given thing to save us. It is all proven. None of it is true. It has no merit whatsoever about Adam and Eve in a garden. These folks find something to use to help themselves, these white people. And they are the minor, they are the minority. The big countries, people all over the world is far beyond European people, right? And they are using their violence and all kind of evil to be in control. And what happened to us? Our brain is lost 100,000 years ago. And it is proven all over the world in the textbook, but we can't read it. We won't understand it. We understand everything else, but we don't understand the world history that tells us about ourselves. In the world history, it doesn't list white people as civilized people, and it lists why they are not. It tells you what their species really is and why they will never be civilized. They will never be in the world history textbook. White people that are the only sodomite culture, Genesis 19, them and Lot going for it. They've been locked out and they want the door to be open. That's what these white people character is. And we are here giving way to them, using violent, make law, violent law to kill us. And we don't know about that. We don't say nothing about that. These white people can do anything they want to wipe us off the earth. Really? Right now, AD Anadamani. Because we don't oppose it. I do, you bet, I do. Because I know now. Now I know. And I am one among, you know, everybody else. But the point is, it's my obligation to stand up. And blow the bugle, right? Somebody else may find out, you know, and do the most prudent thing. You don't let these sodomite primates come and talk about they look like us, they talk like us, they can do so many things like us, and they are the biggest army. And you know, they have all the authority because the government, they shut up the mouth of Africa. They shut up the mouth of Africa. But you don't forget that they are the one who sell us to them. You don't lose that connection. I'm crazy, but I see that. And I know they are not civilized. I know that. They don't have,
You know, that's why they make up AD and a Domini. They will never be civilized. You see, and the world history is not a book that began to adore white people. No, because what are the first four civilized country? It's Mesopotamia, it's Egypt, it's India, and China. I'm saying, where is Europe? Because they put themselves at the head of civilization now. Yeah, at least they are being looked upon like the power of the world. They represent everybody. They have the president here and the governors and all this kind of stuff. Where they come from? Where do they come from? You don't know where they come from. So it's like I could talk in vain, because these people who don't care about anything besides go get a paycheck and buy some clothes and food and, you know, and insurance and stuff like that. And, you know, it's all something that live until you're dead. Nothing greater. But there is, we have a history that tells us greater things. And, you know, and we go to church, you see. And to get yourself out of the kind of uncivilized life and get into the civilized life, it's going to cost you a lot. When I say a lot, I mean it's interest, not money. But your interest to find out and to adapt to that civilized way, it's going to cost you. And if you don't care about it, you're not going to find it. All right. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I don't have anything to hide. When it comes to things that we ought to be concerned with, because our life is valuable based on what we are thinking and what we do. When it comes to something like Jesus, it is something that these fucking ass white people, they made up. It hurts that no Jesus ever existed. If you're reading with sense, you don't find no Jesus whatsoever. It's them writing. But yet still, people brain, they hold on to believing in something that never appear, never ever. They are not intimate with words to find that out. So they believe what they don't know nor see. They hear something, and what they read about it amounts to somebody telling you, but you can't find it at all for yourself by knowledge. You can't. And that's a problem. It's not true. And all we have to do is read properly to know. When you follow the Bible, that tells you everything to stop your audible brain from working properly. Because the Bible tells you that your mind must be unnatural for you to understand all these garbage in the Bible. That's not history. And yet still, people fail. You know, I fail a lot of academic things, but this is a common sense thing that we should find out. People who are holding themselves as being sane, they're not crazy, they're not seeing none of this. And see, I'm not making this up. And all these Black Talk Radio, because they are the sodomites, all they know to do is to cut my mic off for nobody to hear me. How long they going to be able to do it? That's the thing about it. Because guess what?
The truth is not something that is lost. The truth right here. Right here. With us. And among us.
And so, I don't have anything else that I don't have anything else, I think, more potent, you know, like to really challenge somebody on the point, because, you know, talking about Jesus Christ and Christianity is one of the strongest things to make somebody think about. First of all, it drives you to Adam and Eve in a garden. Is that true? If you read the Bible, you find out there's no truth in that. There's no truth. And if you are willing to look at people talking and you can't be a part of it, but you're willing to say that they are crazy, that's a cop out. You're copping out. Because I'm here, you know, so often and want people to talk. They're not coming to talk. You see. And those who did, well, you know, it's just, you know, I can count a few people that are willing to come here and talk. Few people. You know, few and far between. But I am always wanting to talk. But the people who are seem more willing to come and talk, they're sodomites. Because it appears to me the word has gotten out and they feel like, okay, they come and listen to what I'm saying and try to check me out. These guys are very smart. You see? But you don't... I don't think yet to find a female, you know, like a homosexual female, you know, they stay away, you know, they don't get into, you know, talk about themselves, but the men, the faggot men down, you see, they like to, like, you know, roll the stone away from the grave, you know, see it. they want to chat because they want to be the supreme, you know, men in the world. But they try. And the last time I have a few visitors, they try. But I'm talking civilized stuff. They are far, far, far away from the civilized knowledge of the world. They are going against the grain. And talking to me, you know, fix their business. Put them where they belong because, you know, I'm developed now, knowing where what is and know what is from what is not. And I stick to it. I'm not trying to impress nobody. No, I'm not trying to impress. I am speaking from a source of knowledge. And that knowledge is what I consider to be civilized. These are the people here want us to accept them as sodomites into every one of our settlement on the planet. And I'm saying, no, it's not supposed to happen. It's not supposed to happen. These folks decide that they are going to supplant us. And first, they dumb us down. crossbreeding bad blood. And here we are. The point is, whatever be the cause why I begin to pay attention to what I'm reading, and by that, I become the only person that I know willing to talk about it. And not just, you know, by the wayside or not like that. I'm not going out and do nothing with you know, to, like, offend anybody. But let it come through the right source. This is a radio, and, you know, people have a right to use it. And in this case, where you're even paying to use it, right? And if you're talking civilized stuff, you know, if it goes against the grain with these criminals that come everywhere we are and say, you know, they belong here, it's theirs. No. I am prosecuting these white people. I am prosecuting them until my time is up. Okay? Right. And what do I say? They must find themselves where they come from. You see, if it takes long for somebody on our side to say, get out, okay, or else, get out. It takes a long time for somebody on our side to say that, you know, on a world, you know, renowned system. The internet, powerful medium. And, you know, if I am not saying what's right, it is, I mean, I wouldn't be here if what I was showing an interest in. You have the all these social network out there. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and there are others out there. Now prove me wrong. Twitter, right? Twitter too? Twitter. And I must tell you that Twitter Twitter got knocked off their stand because I proved to them that they are rotten stink. They don't belong into the civilized people and our settlements. They don't belong here and talk about, you know, it's their country and all that. No, look, they are crazy. I mean, you can have these people who decide to kill other people for what they am. Make law and all that. And say, I'm saying, you mean nobody can see it? They make law to kill us and make that a civilized law. Like it is civilized law. How can that be a civilized law? That you make AD 1220 to kill the African people. To drive them out from where they live. It say that. What the heck? You know what? I am saying to myself when I read it, you mean we are here from so long and these people have these things here. I mean, these honest fucking idiots, they are killing us right to our faces. But once they interbreed and give them bad blood, they realize, oh, we have none that know Bakian or something like that, sedated. I mean, and as it were, okay, my friend. I am telling you that when I read these things and I see, you know, it's just wrong, and read about where we are coming from and the history, what the history is saying, how do we accept these white people? He tell you that their blood is bad. It's not for us. And see what it caused us 100,000 years. And now they are talking like us. They're challenging us. They're telling us to move over and we don't exist anymore. That's what they're telling us. And of all the African people out there on radio and stuff like that, you think they're going to come here and talk this kind of stuff? No. They're not going to talk. But which of us can prove that this guy is wrong? No, it's going to go down like this. I am not wrong. And if I were crazy, I would be wrong. I would be saying something wrong. But you prove what I am saying that is not wrong. No, because everybody revere the government and blah, blah, blah. I'm saying, no, it's not a government. These are criminals. And not just, you know, light criminals. These are the top-of-the-line criminals, you don't see. Look, watch Trump now. He probably going to go and take a dive right now. Look at him. You see? And look at those. The big, big throng of people, and you have a lot of African people, pro-Trump. How lost are we, people of African origin? How lost are we? You know, you believe in Jesus, you believe in every sodomite foolishness that these people say you are to worship. You know, I begin to read and see that, you know, we are not following even the common world history textbook. Moreover, to talk about the Sumerian civilized world history textbook, we are not interested, because the white people turn our heads between our crutches, I guess. Okay? Now, I don't have anything good to say about white people. I do not. First of all, they don't reach to civilized level. It doesn't matter what you want to think. History is summit. You can't overrule it. It doesn't matter what you're using money to do. It don't help your standing. Money don't make you civilized. And that's what these people are using against us. Is the theft, and because money talks, that's the kind of world we in right now. So don't come here, come talk your civilized facts. They don't want to hear it because it's only money them are talking about. I know the truth and where the truth come from. You see that? And it's the reason why, look, I am going to identify what I know the book says. I didn't make it. It's the record of the past. And they can cut me off whenever they feel like, because I tell you what, I know who caused them to breathe. I know. And I know I can leave it at that. Because who determines the destinies? Which one was it? It's the fate.
Fate versus destinies. All right, fate versus destiny. Yeah, all right. It is versus fate versus. So it says here, fate and destiny. All right. There's both words dealing with the predetermined or destined future, right? That's why they are so easy to mix up. However, when fate is concrete and determined by the cosmos, it says, while fate is concrete and determined by the cosmos, destiny depends. All right, so it is fate that you're born with, and no, nothing will not change the outcome of that fate, right? if you are to be in a plane, and then that plane, you know, over the water, and then something go wrong, and that plane hit the water and everybody died. That's fate right there. Something was to play out and it was there, you know, all along. And, you know, somebody could probably dream about it, but there's nothing you can do about it. No, it's going to happen, and you say, oh, you know, I dream something. Well, that can be all right. But as far as what fate is going to do, nobody cannot stop that. So what I'm saying here, my friend, is that is going to decide, you know, fate is going to decide. Let's say, decide the destiny then. Fate decide destiny. Yeah, destiny is a lesser power, because the one that has the superpower is your fate, F-A-T-E. So I'm telling you what is going on. These white people want to be renowned controller of the world and the resources. Look at what they do. It passes. It passes ordinary understanding to see what white people do and say they are running a government, and how the African people suck it up like it is, yeah, a government. It's like a parent that violently dominate their children. You see what I mean? And the children have to just suck it up like you're nothing wrong. You know? Instead, they look for relief. They stay there and suffer from the abuses of their parents. Well, no, don't let it be that way when we have the source of history that tells us what our fate is. Okay? Our fate is what we must live by. How can you live under a so-called fate where these white people put in a constitution? You know, Africa give over authority to them, give them slave and everything, and make them now have control over our lives.
What goes on? What goes on? For them to like take up the very things that belong to us and use it to do something else with them want. Because Africa is behind what they do. They can write a Bible. Why do they write a Bible about us? And Africa is, gave up, they waive their right to like stop them from doing something like that. You know, at least Africa could hold a position on certain things, but they don't hold no position on nothing. You know what I mean? I don't know what they're doing in, say, they have a government. You know what I mean? I don't know what they do, but I know they gave it up. 509 BC, the signs are there. These white people, they want us to stay blind and not able to speak about our autonomy. They have taken our autonomy from us. And so they have a government and law of the land. They with their own self acknowledge that civilization is not from them. And they are riding on civilization, our civilization. But we turn fool, right? They turn us idiot. Well, to their chagrin, you know, it don't last forever. It don't last forever. Okay? So when Twitter is telling me that they are not responding to the tweet, my appeal, Twitter decide to shut up. Here am I. I'm allowing them to go ahead and do what they think they want to do, because the time is going to come when they will be no more. The faggot Pope up in St. Peter's Basilica there. You know, it's our place. It's not theirs. But what they did with this crossbreeding thing totally wiped out our ability to exercise kingship dominion over the world. These people do something that Africa becomes silent and don't care about what happened to the world. They don't care. So these people talking about they're running, you know, between them and Russia. They are the superpower and all this kind of stuff. You don't see anything in the World History textbook to back that up. The World History textbook tell you who are and what a culture is like. And this mixing is not supposed to take place. That mixing takes place, and there you go. The world fall into the precipice, you see. And they talk about talking serpent. It's them or the talking serpent. They found a way to work tricks. Look at Trump. Look at the way he says he can declassify documents. The man is saying, gone totally out of his whatever the little common sense amount. He's saying that you don't have to do anything. You just do it in your mind. You just think, so you do it and it happens. You know, you use your mind and send it, you know, over Margolo or whatever the place is. Just think that you send it there and it's gone. You know, and you know that, you know, the legal system that them have don't work with those kind of ideas. You know, because nobody could go before a judge and tell a judge that, you know, they did it in their mind. Or, you know, and all that. And that's what he's doing. He's going there talking foolishness because he doesn't have the right thing to say, right? This is the kind of thing the government that we talk about, we have here, and them have the keys to every single thing we have. Simply because Africa is no longer there, and we don't have nobody, neither Dr. Martin Luther King, neither Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton. None of these guys get up and tell you anything that constitutes real power. not talking about with no bomb and gun and all that kind of stuff. No, power is authority that the gods put in your brain. You see, and all these guys do is talk, don't it? When you talk about the president is going to give a speech or something like that, he's going to talk. Or he's with a yearly speech that they give. You know, everybody look forward to what the president is going to say. Firing no gun and drop bomb, right? So what I'm trying to tell you, we don't need anything than to know what the history give us and endowed us as our rights. We are not under no U.S. Constitution. African people are not under, hominid constitution. They don't belong in our territory. We have a kingship jurisdiction that protects us. They're violating every moment that they are here until we decide to prosecute them with the word of condemnation. Get out with your fucking ass and all of that. It's only reasonable that you go back where you come from. Leave us alone. Leave our battleship. Get out. They don't have any shame. The fucking asshole. That is the worst thing to any, you know, desecrate human civilization. And they want to make it seem like it's all right and we should accept it. No! No! Ape men breeding a modern body shape with an efficient striding gait. That's what we have here today. Ape man crossbreeding. A modern body they have. Modern body shape with an efficient striding gait. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is what we have here. This is what we have here. And only to express what the world history record, we fail to do it, talk all kind of foolishness. You see them up there helping to carry on this sodomite so-called uncivilized government that belongs to America, not no U.S., not no United States. But these guys do whatever they want because where is Africa? Africa is nowhere around. So if we don't come to know the truth and can hold our own, you know, and blast them and the church and all of their sodomite trimmings out, then we won't worth anything. Okay? Let's see what I am worth. Because, you know, I am proud of what is inside of my mind. Because you know what? When they're telling me that I am violating their community standards, these fucking ass white people, do I look white? No. I don't look white. But the worst of it is their species that is in the book that we don't care about. And living with the ailment of their rhesus monkey blood. You don't see that. Then get out. You know, because the gods, they put the blood inside of us and create us. And I am saying, you know what? Dear Lord, we need you to help us. We need you to help us. Because this is not supposed to come into existence. Nature didn't make these people. You see, they hijacked nature. these white people. That's what they do. They hijack nature because nature didn't say, all right, we want you this way. They would have been that from 1.5 million years when they evolved. But they don't evolve the way we see them. Do you understand that? These white people don't look like who they were. You see? No, but they want to look like us. And that's what they do. Seek ways to be like us until they say, okay, all right. They're talking. They look like us. Talk like us and look like us. They can handle, you know, just about almost all those things that put society where it's at here today. But there are other things that they cannot provide. You see, now, so we are at the point where we must put more weight into the skill, you know, and totally knock out their what they have in there. We must have more weight, and it is for us to regain the consciousness and hold our own, and that is not happening. So I come up in this time, and I am hoping that the good Lord help us out. Now, so I'm telling you what we have here, right? These white people, they are the Christ breeder, cross breeder. They are the miscegenation of our people. And like I tell you, they are the usurper. You see? The usurper. That's where we are. And, oh, we accept them Christmas and Easter now. So everything is all right now. Everything is all right. My friend, can't you see the BC era and what takes place back there with the ancestors, with the gods? Can't you see? So how do you allow them to go into Egypt and steal the things that we have that make our civilization what it is? Why you allow them to go everywhere and steal what we have and make it their own and call themselves by our name and our character? That's what these white sodomite fucking us, almost mankind. That's what they have been doing to right now. You see, and Africa give them the keys to wealth and everything. These people have more money than they will ever spend, right? And everything is turned over upside down. Now, I can't do anything else besides talk what I see as somebody grew up in church and the kind of stuff that these folks do. They are our enemies, number one, criminals. And they won't even keep the place free from criminals doing all kind of things. They encourage it. They sow the seed because they don't want anything else. It's the Europe that they bring and spread it all over where we settled. Okay? People must see and understand and turn their heart to the orbital. Internalize your energy to be stimulated to the right orbital energy and frequency, because to us is given urban civilization. These people are not a part of our civilization in no way, shape, or form. But look at them behaving like, oh, you know, they their policy and with China and this and that. I don't even understand why China deals with these faggots. You know? They're always cursing King Jianhong. But why King Jianhong, his King Jianhong and his father, why do they behave the way they do? Were they like that before these sodomites come and begin to raid all of our places? You know, you got to think about these things. When they imagine these white people are cursing King Jianhong. What King Jianhong can do that meet, you know, even one quarter of the kind of things these white people do to our people. And you don't see King Jianhong going into Europe and trying to fight them and all. You don't see nothing like that. Why are they calling King Jianhong name on what King Jianhong does? These guys are like, you know, looking at as it were, because not exactly so. But what I'm saying here, by looking at King Jianhong and call him wicked this and that ruler. You know, I mean, they're like one homosexual fucking asshole and looking at another person who they don't even see is they're fucking any asshole, but they still want to judge them like they are just like him. They fucking asshole, but they want to make that person over there who they don't prove do anything, want to make them like they are the same type of character like them. That's what these white people are. Just as though you see they're wearing clothes and stuff like that, and they never did. For 3.5 million years, wear clothes. Okay? Remember, they only make stone tools. What are you going to tell me? What are you going to tell me? They supposed to be here and talk about King Jianhong and talk about Iraq, Saddam, and all these guys, and kill off our people? And we are here like, oh, they are the greatest, they are the government, and stuff like that. You don't have anything in history that supports these white people in no kind of way be a part of our culture and turning us into their sodomy culture. The Bible that you have, if you don't know, if you were reading good, if you get rid of the cross-breeding, hebbing or downgrading of your brain, if you are ever able to see what you're reading and know, well, you'd understand that these people not supposed to be among us, right? But you don't know that. So therefore, you know, let it be. You know, they are homosexual and, well, you know, what they do behind closed doors and stuff like that. That's what you think? No. I mean, these kind of a cockroach stuff, man, stink up the place. They don't belong among us, okay? White people don't belong in our territory, not at all. Why they just coming just the other day in the 16th or 15th century to why they just coming to invade us and talk about imperial colonialism? What is that about? What is that about? Where are they coming from? Aren't they the ones that 3.5 million years evolved? And look like monkey, the primates. Yeah. I mean, the flat-faced man of Kenya. Now, aren't they the same people? Hominid? They are. Nothing don't change that. All the kind of stuff that's changing up about our custom. And what about the Kalinda? You know, you don't hear Africa say nothing. You don't hear nobody say nothing about the change of the solar calendar that's been in force since 450,000 years ago. Come on, man. And we are here supporting these honest fucking idiots. that never was civilized. And you're treating them like, oh, they are the most civilized. No, it's not going to go like that. This is not the kind of world that the gods set up here. And I am not going to honor these fucking asshole white people. We are not white. They are white and all kind of stuff to it. Europe is where they come from. And I'm telling you, go back there. Okay? Don't come here and live off us. Because that's what they're doing. They're living off of us, if you don't know. They will forever be living off of us. But now they make it seem like we are the one who is living off of them. Because they're going to tell you about who and who can come in America and all that kind of stuff. You don't see what I'm saying? You don't understand. They are the higher one. My understanding is Africa can't give them authority over us. Who over there can do that? Nobody at all. So it leaves up to us to know what we are to know and live in that mode, okay? They need to find their shit off back in Europe. That's their family cradle home, you know, see? Go back there and stop what you're doing because and so here I am saying, Europe lies about existence for sapiens and Neanderthals, shielding its hominid ID. That's what they're doing. That's all these white people are doing, is hiding their identity, using us, everything that we have, shelter underneath it. They use church. They use, you know, a whole bunch of different branches of churches. You see, just like how they write the Bible. And they couldn't write one epistle like Matthew. And that's all. They have to write four of them. You see, four gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Why did they have to write four of those scripts when they're talking about the same old thing, and there's no need at all to fill up this book with so much of the same thing? But they do it. But that's how they are. You see, that's how they are. Ask them one meaningful question about Jesus and about Adam and Eve, and they can't answer that. They'll never be able to answer that. They're getting away with more than murder. You see what I mean? And we're wasting too much time with these white people, and all we need to do is take our position. But if we don't know it, there's no way. But the good gods will do in time what they please. Now, let's go a little further here. When did Cro-Magnon man exist? Cro-Magnons seem to have evolved in Africa about 120,000 years ago. And spread to Western Asia by 90,000 to 100,000 years ago. These people lived at the same time as the Neanderthals. European Cro-Magnon people became widespread during the Upper Paleolithic, about 30,000 to 35,000 years ago. You know, some little senses in what they're saying, I won't try to knock what they're saying down,
You see, there are some truth in what they're saying, and I am not accustomed to some of the figures that they're writing here that represent time, because I have read, let's say, the World History textbook. Time does not accurately matching what they write here, but the subject matter itself is a legitimate subject matter, okay? There is a lot of interest that must be put into the existence of the Neanderthals, because Neanderthals came from the sapien species, okay? And these sodomite white people whose hominid species died out, they now represent their subgroup, Homo erectus, who did the interbreeding with the Neanderthal first, that erased their monkey appearance and looked like real human beings. You see, but they just wasn't talking at that point. After they finished with the Neanderthals, just about destroyed them and nobody left but themselves. And we who were created in South Africa, the first 100,000 years, it is when 100,000 years ago that these primates came out and committed the sexual atrocities against our ancestors. So now they do away with the Neanderthals from our species, the sapien, and then turn on the other subgroup of the sapien, the hybrid ethnic part, okay? And that's where they learn to talk from. And over the many, many, many hundreds of years, they build up themselves, and here they come talking about they are ruling us. You see what I mean? So this is where you look into, where did Africa, what role Africa play in this? It is obvious, because they sell us to them. Why were they selling us out to these white, sodomite white people? Why? There is absolutely no reason that exists for that. And until this day, they haven't said a word. You don't hear them say nothing. You don't hear Africa say anything about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the killing of the Chinese. You don't hear, they say nothing. You don't hear, you don't hear Africa say anything when King Haile Selassie run away from Mussolini, go to England, go to the same sodomite them to hide. Imagine a African king running from his country to go to England to these sodomite people who destroy all of the West Indies with slavery. Imagine that. And so I'm saying, we don't have anyone, no political voice to speak for us, unless we gonna like go into the World History textbook. That's where the power lies. They can't come to us and tell us no nonsense when we tell them the truth from the World History textbook.
Because all the government that they claim they set up and so on, they set it up there, I mean, hoping that we remain idiots and everything will go well for them until they wipe out everything that we represent. Point is, if power is on our side and we are able to articulate the jurisdiction of our existence, that's an easy, easy thing to sink them. Sink them because they can't handle the force of truth. We have not been telling them the truth at all. The kind of truth, if we, I mean, of course, we must be telling them some truth, but it's not applicable truth because these people is not folks that have conscience that when you tell them anything, they will yield. These sodomites, oh no, we are victims and they're just licking it up. That's it. What I'm trying to tell you. Now, if I'm able to see what's going on after me growing up in a church and things like that, don't think that I am going to hold my breath on this. I'm going to breathe a lot. Okay? These white people, they must get out. And if you don't they want to talk and disgrace and shame them, well, they publish the Lot story where they want to fuck these two guys in Lot's house, right? And what happened to them? Well, look, why are we backing down? I'm not backing down. That's no joke at all. These white people are no match for the truth that we have. And if you don't want to use the truth, it's up to you. But I pray to God that, you know, they have a lot invested in the earth. When they came here 450,000 years ago, they have done a lot on earth. That earth is still a viable planet for the gods. All right? They used to use a lot of space chariots and vehicles. And something else I want to tell you. Whilst they were traversing with sky vehicles to take the merchandise that they were producing back to Nibiru, at that same time, they opened up Mars. This is in history. You remember that Gorbachev and Reagan were into the space thing, want to go up, they go to the moon, and they want to, like, go and they want to, they wanted to colonize Mars. But something went wrong, because whilst they once they began to do exploration on one of Mars moons, they were shut down, and they didn't want nobody to know. But it is reported officially, though. And things like that, a lot of people don't bother, you know, it don't draw a lot of attention because a lot of people don't care what is happening at NASA. But the guy, Zachariah Sitchin, that a lot of Christian people are afraid of him because they're holding on to their belief about Jesus and stuff like that. But Zachariah Sitchin revised that Genesis story and write the proper Hebrews to show what the gods, what they said and what the history is. So Zachariah Sitchin write Genesis Revisited and give you the old scholarly interpretation. So my friends, you don't know why they stopped the Mars probe. But they were shut down because I am telling you, at that time, when the gods, they were doing their mission here and sending things back to Nibiru. They were using Mars as a way station to assist with trafficking it out. You see, like take it from Earth up to Mars, and from Mars send it on to Nibiru. So when they reported that they were shut down and explaining that they had picture of the object that shut down their spacecraft over Mars. So if you read the account, Zachary Sitchin report on it, they realize that they cannot colonize Mars because there is a force there that don't want them there, right? They don't have any authority or jurisdiction. These guys, they just get to able to do what they're doing, and they think, oh, nobody's here on Earth is stopping them from doing what they do. So they're out there doing it, but they get shot down. You see, because when they always they are talking about whether we are alone on the Earth, these white people are just fucking a lot of asshole. They know we are not alone on the world, and they continue to, you know, really, I mean, keep this old bunch of faggot juice people's mind that we must not accept that we are created by the gods. Why are they doing that? That's right, these fucking asshole white men. You see what I mean? All right. So, you know, nothing is going to happen to you if you don't give an interest to information. You know, what is going to happen to you? I mean, do I say that right? I mean to say that a lot of things are going to happen to a person who don't take heed and be cautious about things. And so, you know, these white people find out that we are gullible and we don't care. And first of all, they use the babies. The talking babies, you know, that blood that they pass through our system, we no good for nothing. So if we don't find a revival of knowledge coming to us, we don't have anything going for us, right? We have something going for us, the fact that somebody can stand up and talk and curse this faggot and say, go back home where you come from. Somebody is able to do that. For starters, right? And more will come. All right. Let's hear this. All right. So it says, Neanderthals is being representative of prehistoric humans. Modern studies suggest that Cro-Magnon emerged even earlier. Prehistory. No, perhaps as early as 45,000 years ago. When was the last Cro-Magnon? There was no last Cro-Magnon because they are here I tell you, they're going to want to, like, turn your views someplace else so that you don't know. They are the Cro-Magnon, the modern man. But yet still, they're going to write here and tell you something else. Cro-Magnon population of early Homo sapien. You hear this now? You've gone into the ditches right now with what they're talking about. Because they're talking about Cro-Magnon population of early Homo sapien. So what they are really saying to you, Cro-Magnon babies is between Homo erectus and the sapien, the wise sapien. So they're calling sapien Homo. But it's not right. It's wrong. Wise sapien is not a Homo. Homo is the hominid white people culture. Sapien is no Homo at all. Remember that. So it says here, Cro-Magnon population of early Homo sapien dating from the Upper Paleolithic period, 40,000 to 10,000 years ago in Europe. Who are the descendants of Cro-Magnon? Listen this now. Men belonging to Aplo group, rib, are direct descendants of the Cro-Magnon people who beginning 30,000 years ago, dominated the human expansion into Europe and herald the demise of the Neanderthal species. You hear that? This is a whole bunch of kwaku mix-up nonsense. Because they're not telling you the truth who the Neanderthals come from and that they are sapien, you see. And they use that. As long as we are naive to the truth, we will not be able to go, you know, we'll die and be full. All right. So it goes on to say, Wills said Europe and herald, he says what? He says the Cro-Magnon people who beginning 30,000 years ago dominated human expansion, mean the European culture. Expand it into Europe and herald the demise of the Neanderthal species. And the Neanderthal was not a species, it all by itself. Neanderthal come from sapien. Okay? Neanderthal is a subgroup of the sapien. So Neanderthal is not a species. So these are all information that keep people rancid, foolish. Wills said, February 4, 2010, Wills said that. Naming the name Cro-Magnon was created by Louis Lartey, Lord it. Who discovered the first Cro-Magnon skull? That's a lie. Because the white people to here today are Cro-Magnon. They want to make it like Cro-Magnon is a separate group of people and talk about a species and all that nonsense. World is a textbook. Straighten all of this out. Okay? That's why to read the standard record is the most important. Because you come here and you read this and you start go by it and think that this is the truth. It's not. So it says, Cro-Magnon skull, you know, first Cro-Magnon skull in southwestern France, 1668. He called the place Weir. Now, my friends, that's what I have from that section. Let me go to this last portion and tell you about the link that I have for everyone to take and get some knowledge of the African experience of history. This link is just, you know, just information that we ought to know, right? So come anytime, and International Research Society, you know, WordPress is the link, and the scientist Michael Tellinger produced this vast amount of information. And I want you to have it. The first rough calculation was at least 25,000 years ago. But now 9/5/1606 and more precise measurement kept increasing the age. The text, the next calculation was presented by a master astronomer, Keo astronomer, who wishes to remain anonymous. Imagine that. Because he's contributing to something that is so serious on the white people now, who reached the peak of their established climb to power. You know, everybody afraid of them now. So this guy probably don't want his name to be published. So anonymity, who wishes to remain anonymous for fear of ridicule. You hear that? Don't want nobody ridicule him for endorsing something like this. And he's talking about the sodomite, how many people am. You see, who don't have any right or jurisdiction over what belongs to the African people. But they, since they show up now like they can do it in Africa, give them, you know, the authority, you know, with slave and everything else. You know, they do anything they want, these guys. But you look and see how much longer they're going to go on with these kind of stuff. When the truth comes out and they begin to feel the heat because they cannot defend themselves at all, so much the merrier. They need to go back. Come out from among us. Come out. And don't behave like you don't know you are not belonging close to us. If you think that you can ridicule us, you're wrong about that. You're wrong about that. And it's time you just understand that and be gone. So it goes on to say here, who wishes to remain anonymous for fear of ridicule by the academic fraternity? Imagine that. So these white people, like I tell you, they've never been civilized. They are not in the world literature textbook as civilized. So they manage to float and come on top and totally, take away the essence of the truth of history. Why they can, use their sodomite self and destroy the world. His conclusion, was also based on the rise of Orion. Right? Orion. And suggest an age at least 75,000 years. The most recent and most accurate calculation done in June 2009 suggests that age of at least 160,000 years based on the rise of Orion, flat on the horizon, but also on the erosion of the Doloriite. The Doloriite stone found at the site. Some pieces of the marker stones had been broken off and sat on the ground, exposed to natural erosion. When the pieces were put back, the pieces were put back together about 3 cm of stone had already been worn away. This calculation helped assess the age of the site by calculating the erosion rate of the Doloriite. And my friend, that's about how much I have here for you. And there were some people in the chat room here. So, what's this? No, this is like the same person who came in and left and come back. Yeah, it is the same person who came in and out, but did not log into the studio. You know, I want to get some chatter, between someone and myself, to make it, more fulfilling, right? People is really what value something when you are thinking great stuff
and you let it out to other people. I want to thank you for tuning in, and take good care. Thank you. Mm-hmm.